wander through the wilderness where the heavens have graced the ground. You may journey neath a hawk in flight, hear that whispered snow-capped sound. You may weep with joy as mountain streams descend past aspen gold, where the grizzly bear hides. And if you witness any one of these, you have found where my soul resides.
It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
And you write all the music.
Correct? Funny you mentioned that. Yeah, all the lyrics and the music are mine in this project, with the sort of slight exception of that melody. It's loosely based on an old Quaker melody called Beach Spring. And the reason I use that because it's not exactly, but it's based on that. And Ken Burns did a documentary on Lewis and Clark, and that theme is used a lot in his documentary.
Oh, okay.
And it's a more upbeat, you know, sort of version that they do. But anyway.
And Grover, your cello work on that is to be commended. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
He's on quite a few tracks on this project, on the recordings, and he and everybody else just did an incredible job.
Well, he's a native East Side Indianapolis guy.
That's probably
like myself.
Why.
So I mean, you know,
right.
Our talents just soar.
That's right.
Or we're sore or something. I don't know. But anyway, so again, Jim Walsh here in the Waupahni Studios. For those of you who just joined us, we don't have too many minutes left in the hour, but we've welcomed Bill Price to the microphones along with his colleague Grover on cello. And Bill, it's been you've been in here before, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
And your band that you have is called The Brains Behind Pa. And you use that group, those musicians that perform throughout the area.
Sometimes I do. Yeah, that's kind of it's a band I do with Gordon Bonham, who a lot of your listeners probably know.
Sure.
A great blues player. And we have that. That's kind of a side project for him and myself, I suppose. And then I have this music, which I don't know, I just call it Bill Price music. It's kind of music that isn't in The Brains Behind Pa. And
now, have you or do you plan to take this project as a concert, say, throughout the country?
Well, we've done a couple different things. I do what I call a micro show, which I've done a couple times. It's kind of geared for libraries and house concerts, where I mix some readings from the journal and the book with songs, with like Grover or a trio. Sometimes Paul Holdman joins us, and that's sort of a scaled-down, intimate version. And then we did a thing in November at the Irving Theater where we did, not every song, but because there's 33 songs in this project, we did 25 songs, and we had trumpet player and pedal steel and background singers and, you know, bass drums, keyboards, and...
What was that, the Irving Theater?
At the Irving Theater. Oh, okay. And actually created a bunch of video projections behind us. Because the packaging, we didn't really talk about what it looks like, but it's mostly just gorgeous Western sky photography. So.
And did you do that? Who did that?
I contacted people online and looked for photographs from places that I actually was.
Oh, okay.
And so almost, not all of it, but almost all of it is from... you know, you can search for a sunset in, you know, Missoula, and actually found a guy that's took a gorgeous sunset shot. It's on the cover of the journal from what they call Mount Sentinel there in Missoula. And I wrote about that in my journal. So it was pretty cool to find shots like that. That's one of the other options as we do this big thing, which is not logistically is kind of crazy. But two versions.
Do you recommend then someone getting this project, buying this set, maybe listening to the music and reading the journal as they're going along?
Yeah, there's a little card in there where I talk about if I had my druthers, I would have the person that listens to it to get familiar with the music and then read the book. The book is kind of a companion and expands a little bit, but roughly parallels the themes in the music. And then once they could do that, you know, if they really want to know sort of the backstory, they could read the journal, and they'll start to see some of the inspiration that kicked the thing off, I think.
I hear the folks coming.
A lot of sirens.
They're coming to get you, so we better get out of here. I'm going to bring up this last song here.
Okay.
It's the one from CD2, track 14. And we'll bring that up as you tell us a little bit about it. And thank you for coming in.
Well, thanks for having us, Jim. Appreciate it so much.
Bill Price and Grover. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we hear Grover on the cello here. What are we hearing?
This is called What You Can Do, and there's two versions of this song. On the one on disc one is kind of quiet, and this one is a little more like the Who, a little raucous, and a bunch of the lyrics are picked up from previous songs, so it's sort of it's a summary. It uses this river, which is a metaphor for forgiveness, and one of the nature metaphors that runs through the project. And
Bill Price's website, BillPrice.info. And you can find out more information about the package of Bill's CDs. I Can't Stop Looking at the Sky. Thanks, Bill and Grover, for joining us here in the Wapahani studio.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. If depression derails you.